Hello, universe, and welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Amelia Buckley, and today we're doing our first ever three-person update podcast for you, so bear with us. It might be a little chaotic. We're doing a shorter version of our Optimist Daily Update this week, and we are just bringing you one of our top stories from the summer, and we're going to talk about it this morning.
It's super exciting. I'm Summers McKay, and Christy's here, too.
And I'm Christy Jansen, and I'm here as well.
What is the one you want to talk about today, Amelia? What's the story that you're bringing to the universe?
My story is from a couple months ago, but definitely still relevant. It's about an all-female energy company that is bringing green power to the Navajo Nation. So a little background on this story. The Rural Electrification Act of 1936 aimed to erase energy disparities across the U.S., but it left most Native American tribes out of its policies. So that created a situation where today Native American communities account for about 75% of non-electrified households, which definitely has, you know, big communication implications. It has health implications. Imagine if your home didn't have electricity. It has day-to-day negative impacts for these families.
Especially now, right? When all of us are being forced to be home far more often than
exactly. If you can't leave the house, but you have no energy in your home, you're essentially stuck.
And completely cut off. Exactly as you say, there's so many implications of this. And I just want everybody to just like sit with that statistic for a second, that these homes account for 75% of the non-electrified homes in the U.S. This is obviously a community that has been left behind. But how is that changing?
So Native Renewables is a company that is started by a woman named Walia Johns, and she started the company to bring renewable energy to every home in the Navajo Nation using off-the-grid solutions. So the organization employs Navajo tribal members, and it basically holds educational workshops on the benefits of renewable energy and also offers access to solar so that these families can have electricity, and it's provided on a local basis on a small grid, so it's highly reliable. Where most of Navajo Nation homes are located, there's over 300 days of sunlight each year. So solar is a really accessible and reliable resource for providing localized electricity to these homes. Basically, the investment in solar eventually pays for itself. Once you surpass the costs of installation and upkeep, solar is free because, you know, we just have sunlight. And when you have it 300 days a year, that's a resource that's abundant for you.
Christy, do we want to just like do an upstream thinking dance right now? Because yes, this is exactly upstream thinking.
The other thing that's really interesting about it is, I think as somebody who has experience in renewables and in power systems in general, that's part of my professional background. I think that the future of our electrical system is going to be going towards this type of installation where you have more localized energy resources, where you're collecting renewable energy, whether it's solar or, you know, now they're coming up with the small local wind generators, right? But you collect it, you store it on site, you use it there, and maybe the homes in the Navajo Nation can then be connected to each other. So they can even have like not just the nano grid, which is the single home, which is its own little power station, right? But then they connect to their neighbor. So when one person's system isn't doing what they need, they can borrow electricity from the next door. Although I think these are pretty rural. So anyway, what is happening is these homes are becoming their own little power stations. It's self-reliant, it's renewable, it's clean, it's green, and it's giving them the ability to connect to the world in a more substantial way. And I think this is a great, great forward-thinking, futuristic, and indigenous solution. So I love it.
Hey, Amelia, on a personal level, can I ask why you chose this article? What about it spoke to you personally? Because something that we know is the stories that go viral on the Optimist Daily tend to be stories that we also talk about on Optimist Daily Update because they speak to something in all of us. What did this story speak to in you?
In all honesty, before I came to college, I didn't have a lot of friends in the Indigenous community. Just where I grew up, I wasn't exposed to a really diverse groups of people. So I actually made a friend in college, and she is Native American, and she really exposed me to a lot of the challenges that these communities face that I was kind of aware of, but not on an intimate level. I had never seen it described to me firsthand in the way that she had. So it really exposed me and got me thinking about this. I think especially with COVID, it has really high relevance. I mean, we're seeing Native American communities in the U.S. that have some of the highest rates of COVID amongst their populations. Yet if they don't have resources like electricity to manage and deal with that, it's really difficult for them to address these issues. As you were saying, it's pretty difficult to socially distance if your home doesn't have electricity and you can't get what you need to get done in your home during, you know, those limited hours of daylight. So that was why I always like to keep in mind particularly vulnerable communities when I'm looking for solution stories, to make sure that we're not just providing stories for our mainstream readers, but we're providing stories for everyone, and we're not leaving these communities behind when we're looking to build a better future. So that was why I chose the story.
So I just got super chills because everyone, if you read The Optimist Daily and you're inspired by these stories, you got to hear just like a firsthand voice right there from one of our writers on how we are sourcing solutions. Our writers dig deep. And thank you for the work that you do, Amelia, on The Optimist Daily and all of our writers. You guys have such perspective and we are so, so grateful for you. I guess we should probably bring this home since this is just like our mini episode. Everyone, we'll be back next week. But Christy, Amelia, take us home.
All right. Well, thanks so much. And thanks, Amelia. This was one of my favorite solution stories from this summer as well. So I'm really, really glad that you chose it. I love the combination of talking about the Navajo Nation and also these women who are leading in terms of their community and bringing their community effective, positive change. So thanks everybody for listening today to The Optimist Daily. And while you're listening, please consider becoming an emissary in optimistdaily.com. And for just $5 a month, you can support reader-funded independent journalism. You can help us really change the world by bringing more people a free version of this daily newsletter and all of our solutions that we put out 7 days a week, actually. We can keep The Optimist Daily free for all who need it and supported by those who can.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back next week with the full version of our Optimist Daily update. So keep listening and we'll see you next week.